There you go, that's Bob Dylan. I hadn't heard that one, actually, and that's a special request, as I say, for all those away, and it's called The Poor, Pity the Poor Immigrant. I don't think we have to do that, but just best wishes to everyone who's away. Anyway, on the line now I have Bob Johnson from the Gutter Bookshop. Good afternoon, Bob, how are you?
Good afternoon, I'm very good, thank you very much.
Now, busy time over the weekend. Tell us what's happening around Cowes Lane.
That's it. We're down in Cowes Lane by Temple Bar, down by the Christchurch end of Temple Bar. And Cowes Lane is quite often referred to as the old city part of Temple Bar. We're kind of off the main hall there. And over the weekend, we've got all kinds of activities going on tying with Easter. The big day is tomorrow. We have an Easter trail going on the street. So starting off in the Gaiety School of Acting, families can come down and they can pick up a trail sheet and work their way around picking up the clues. And wouldn't you know it, there might be a prize or two at the end of it. So it's a great kind of family down, family day out on Cowes Lane. Runs 11:30 till 3:30 on Saturday. Plenty going on. Basically, there's a whole community of shops down here and activities. So we have the design market is on tomorrow, which lots of people know about. It's a local Irish craft market, all run by Irish designers. We have the ever popular Queen of Tarts Cafe, the perfect place to pick up a nice Easter treat. We're the bookshop on the street, the Gutter Bookshop. And there's lots of other small Irish businesses as well. So it's kind of a little community down here. And the guys at New in the Old City, who have set up our little festival for tomorrow, just want people really to enjoy being in the neighbourhood, enjoy the kind of the area of the city and get involved.
It's a little gem part of Temple Bar to an extent. It's completely different from the other end, I have to say, because the TV studio, wasn't it? Dublin was up there as well. You have the studio there.
It's a lovely little bit of town.
And it's so quiet and there's so much going on, but still it's nice and quiet and you can walk around. I'm not saying nothing about the other part of it, but I'm just saying it's so different. It's terrific.
It's a funny bit of town that actually a lot of Dubliners don't necessarily come down this way that often. And also, you know, it's slightly off the beaten track, but everybody who does make it down the street seems to love it. They love the feel of it. You know, you're still in the very centre of the city. You know, you're just off, you know, Lord Edward Street, just by the hotel there, by the Arlington Hotel. But it's a lovely little, and the best thing about it, it's lots of small Irish businesses, you know, lots of local people who have set up their own businesses and are doing their best. And so you get a really eclectic mix. You don't have the same old shops that you have everywhere else, you know. I say you've got the Queen of Tarts Cafe, Yvonne and Regina there do amazing work with cakes. And then you've got Find, who have a whole array of little antique curios and knickknacks. Scout, who have designer stuff mixed in with older stuff. We've got a new running shop called Run Logic for anybody that's into their running. They're specialists in running shoes and running equipment. You know, there's so much on the street. You know, we have hairdressers, we have a leatherworks. You know, it's one of those really interesting little quarters of the city. And as I say, lots of Dubliners don't come down to this bit that often. And those who do just seem to really like it. And it's really going to come alive tomorrow, I think, with the Easter trail going on. Lots of families racing around trying to pick up the clues. So,
yeah, Bob, tell us a little bit about the bookshop. Now, the Gutter Bookshop, why the Gutter? What did you call it?
The infamous The Gutter Bookshop. So we set up about 5.5 years ago, and we are named after the famous Oscar Wilde quote, "We're all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars." And I think when we set up in the middle of the recession 5 years ago, that was our kind of putting our best foot forward and saying, you know, we're going to keep going, we're going to look at those stars, and we're going to go for it. And to be honest, it's paid off. We've just won Irish Independent Bookshop of the Year at the Book Trade Awards. And, you know, it's just grown and grown. So we have a second shop out in Dorky as well now. So, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you give it a shot, you see what happens. And because of the support of our local customers, it's great. We did a launch here last night and we were packed out to the hilt with people. So, you know, it's but everything everybody says, you know, small bookshops can still work, but it depends on people coming down and joining in and getting involved.
And it covers the full range of any sort of book and every sort of book, kids, books, adults,
everything. That's it, yeah. We do everything from the latest bestsellers through to sport. We've got a big kids section which has fake grass and puppets and all kinds of malarkey going on down there. Mm. But we do biography, lots of Irish interest stuff, and a special little Oscar Wilde shrine, as I like to call it, with everything from little Oscar Wilde bookmarks to fridge magnets to mugs to everything you could possibly want on an Oscar Wilde phase.
Okay, you're being you have to say, Bob, being very modest now, talking about tomorrow and what's happening at all, but that award is quite prestigious for a book, for to win for a bookshop.
It's lovely. You know, I think anybody knows that, you know, if you work hard at something, now and again to get on a pat on the back and say you're doing well is a wonderful thing to hear. But, you know, it's great to be involved with this Easter Trail tomorrow, mm-hmm. because it's great to have activities going on the street, and the new and the old city guys in connection with Dublin City Council have set up this kind of family fun day to get people down to the street and experience everything that's going on. So 11:30 till 3:30 on Saturday, and we just want everyone. There's going to be balloon modelling, there's going to be face painting, there's egg decorating workshops. So, you know, there's all kinds of stuff going on the street as well. So, you know, if you're in town tomorrow, do pop down and visit Cowes Lane. It's going to be lots of fun.
Okay, and finally, artist Nicola Colton has done a very special map for the occasion as well, hasn't she?
She has, yeah. She's a local artist, and she's put together like a map that you can use to find your way around the street and visit the different people. But it's beautifully illustrated, and you come down and see that tomorrow. You can see some of it online if you follow the New in the Old City Twitter feed or join the New in the Old City Facebook page. You can get a little sneaky preview there, and also lots of information. If you want to look up more information about tomorrow, if you just log on to templebar.ie and just click on the Easter Fun Day, and you can get all the information about what's going on the day.
Okay, the big thing, everything, all the events that are happening are free as well, which is people can go
along
to
that.
That's it,
it's free family events, just to get people involved and get people doing something a bit different on Saturday.
Okay, that's from 11:30 to 3:30. Thank you very much, Bob, and congratulations
again
on the award.
And happy Easter to you.
And the same to you. Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that's Bob Johnson from the Go To Bookshop. There you go. And winning that award. Terrific. But go there tomorrow. You can look up templebar.ie for all the information. All the events are free. And it's from 11:30 to 3:30 there. So let's see you going there.